Report: Illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard eligible for U visas meant for foreign crime victims. By John Binder on October 14, 2022. Illegal aliens flown to the elite island of Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are, last month, will now be eligible to secure U visas to stay in the United States. The visa program is meant for foreign nationals in the U.S. who end up being victims of crimes. In September, DeSantis sent two flights packed with 50 illegal aliens from Venezuela to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, where former President Obama has a sprawling 29-acre summer estate and which voted up to 84% for President Biden. Despite having the capacity to house 6 million new arrivals, the illegal aliens were bussed off Martha's Vineyard less than 48 hours later to Joint Base Cape Cod. Despite claims that the illegal aliens were traumatized by their arrival at Martha's Vineyard, some of them have said they want to return. Since then, Bexar County, Texas, Sheriff Javier Salazar, D., is investigating DeSantis over the migrant flights, even as he has admitted his office has yet to find any laws that were broken. Likewise, a handful of the illegal aliens, backed by attorneys linked to billionaire George Soros, are suing DeSantis in a class-action lawsuit. Now, CNN reports that the illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard will be eligible for U visas to remain in the United States. The revelation comes even as no criminal complaints over the migrant flights have been successfully prosecuted in court. U visas, which eventually lead to green cards, are meant strictly for foreign nationals who are crime victims, though federal investigators have discovered that the program is rife with abuse and fraud. In January, for instance, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Inspector General, IG, found that the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USIS, agency had been violating federal law by giving out more U visas than legally allowed. In 2019, a similar IG report showed that since October 2013, potentially 2,200 illegal aliens had posed as domestic abuse victims in order to secure visas to remain in the United States as part of the Violence Against Women Act. Last year, Biden's DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas opened a huge pipeline for illegal aliens simply applying for U visas, without having actually been approved, by promising them work permits, welfare, social security numbers, and deportation exemptions. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.